This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Way back before The Spark was The Spark, when it was still WMRA's not-yet-named new show, I began recognizing the talents of intern extraordinaire Steve Niss. Steve, who's a senior digital media major at Eastern Mennonite University, has been much more of a colleague than an intern. He came to WMRA with fully developed editing chops and a great sense of story. Well, alas, Steve is, as interns are wont to do, graduating and leaving us. As he's been such an integral part of The Spark behind the microphone, I thought it only fitting that we close the last show Steve Niss will be part of with him at the microphone, interviewing jazz great and Massanutten resident Royce Campbell.
Here's a little of White Christmas.
Jazz guitarist Royce Campbell's not just any jazz guitarist. Having released 20-some CDs, backed up Marvin Gaye, and toured with Henry Mancini for 19 years until Mancini's death. 11 of Royce Campbell's CDs have made it onto the U.S. National Jazz Radio charts, and 4 have made the top 10. It occurred to me while I was talking to Royce Campbell that he'd much rather play music than discuss it. So, whenever possible, I let Royce's guitar talk for him. How did you end up a musician?
It's one of those situations where it really wasn't like that I made the decision. It was sort of no choice in the matter. Music kind of chose me. There's never been anything else I've been remotely as interested in, and it was obvious pretty early on that I had an aptitude for it. I've always been a freelance musician where I've done a lot of different things, and that's one way I've been able to be a musician for over 40 years now. If you do just one type of thing, you better be really good at it or very lucky, because it's difficult. It really helps to be versatile. So I've always done a lot of different things, kind of ironically, since Mancini passed, I've been making my living more all the time as a composer, like he did. I've had a couple songs used in movies, and some recently used in some TV shows. There's a real popular show now called Bones that I had a song used in recently, and that leads to some royalties, and I also have had a number of songs used on my background music services that you'll hear in, you know, they call it elevator music, but it does pay.
When I think about different forms of music, I would probably consider jazz among those genres as the most, maybe the biggest embodiment of the soul of a musician, because so much of it is coming from the soul as far as improvisation goes and that sort of thing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but also there's a real cerebral, kind of intellectual side to jazz, too, that makes it different from traditional blues, which, as most people know, blues is the roots of jazz. But what appealed to jazz to me is that it had the feeling of blues and the soul, but also it was more advanced harmonically, which also spoke to me.
What makes jazz more harmonically complex than blues or other forms of music?
One good example is jazz musicians, when they play the blues form, it's still the blues, the same form that traditional blues players do, but the chords are have extra added notes, you know, to the, I don't know, I'm trying to think of how to explain it in, without getting too into music theory that only, you know, students would understand. Or
you've got a guitar in front of you, you can play
it
if you want.
I could maybe just show a little example, on traditional blues, it's real, that's just a real short example of maybe the real traditional kind of Delta blues style. And then using that same blues form, like what a jazz musician might do, would be something like... Lately, I've been going a little more towards the free jazz direction, doing the music without any preconceived form, where you just totally wing it, and it's exciting to do. Again, there's not a large market for that kind of music, but it is fulfilling and a lot of fun to play.
Does free jazz follow a chord progression, or is it just play whatever the heck you want to play?
Usually there is no chord progression or form. I mean, there can be form as you play, but it's improvised form, you know, no preconceived form, I guess you'd say. Probably would be easier for me to give an example than try to put it into words, I guess.
Would you ever be able to replicate that?
Not in a million years. One time only.
What goes on when you're improvising? Are you thinking about what's coming up next, or are you in the moment?
You have to do a little of both. One comparison I've thought of recently is like chess players and checker players where they have to think, you know, moves ahead. Well, you kind of have to think of where you're going, but you have to also be aware of where you're at, I guess you'd say.
Royce Campbell, thank you so much. It's been great.
Thanks a lot.
I'll leave you with Royce Campbell's version of the Christmas song. If you would like to hear him perform other holiday favorites, Royce and Friends will be playing at Court Square Theater in Harrisonburg tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like to find out more about Royce Campbell or his upcoming concert, you can find a link to his website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
The Spark is a joint production of the WMRA Land Community and the staff at WMRA Public Radio. Special thanks to Bob Levicky, Terry Ward, Matt Bingay, and sadly, for the last time, intern extraordinaire Steve Niss. The Spark will be on holiday hiatus for the next 2 weeks. Happy holidays. See you next year. I'm Martha Woodruff. It's been a great pleasure to be with you.